Com.
Good morning, America. How are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of the Common Sense Show. Your host, Jim Brown, right here. Glad to have you with us. Leo Honeycutt, my old friend who's written a number of important books, is here in the studio with me to help me with this voice of mine kind of goes down. But I think I'm hanging in there pretty good. You think so, Leo?
I think you're doing fine.
It's flu season. I don't think I have the flu. I got a cold, and I've got a guest coming on right now who's going to tell me how I can get well just overnight. Dr. Gary Krayoff is with us. He is full of all kinds of information about, he's a health educator, he's a pharmacist, and he knows the ins and outs of what we do when we've got the flu season coming on with us right now. Dr. Krayoff, glad you joined us this morning on the Common Sense Show.
It's great to be here.
And you got a good patient here, Doc, because I don't know. I take care of myself. I am so careful about eating right, protecting myself, staying warm, watching the flu. But it got me, and I'm feeling pretty good right now. My voice is a little shaky, but I had a tough week, and the flu season is going to be here for a while. So give us an overview. Is this a bad flu season this year? Is this particularly bad, or is this pretty much average?
According to the CDC, it's already starting, which is early. The people down south Texas area in the southern, southeastern states are already starting to get a lot of hospitalizations from flu. And it looks like it's a much stronger bug this year. So last year there was almost no flu. The year before wasn't bad. But it looks like this year, if we don't take care of ourselves, it could be a rough season.
Well, Doc, let me ask you this. Would you explain to the listeners, I'm told that if you get a flu shot, for example, that it's not covering any kind of flu. There's any number of strains of the flu. It might be 100 strains of the flu. And what they do, they take the top 5 or 6 strains, put them into a shot that protects you. But then I'm told this year there are other strains that have reared their ugly heads, and you're not really fully protected even if you take a flu shot. Have you found that to be true or not?
Yeah, that's correct, and I give them credit. They're guessing the year before what strains will be coming the following year. And so a lot of times they hit it right, a lot of times they hit it wrong, and viruses mutate so fast they could have the majority of the right strains in the shot, but there could be another one, like you said, coming along. So there's, you know, even if you do get the flu shot, you can still get the flu. Nothing is 100%, so you really need to be ready for it and keep yourself in best shape as possible. You know, our immune system is really the best protection against cold and flu, much better than anything man can make.
Okay. Leo Honeycutt, you had a question for the doc. Go ahead.
I just wanted to find out, you know, this is the time of year, too, at the same time that we're running into so many people at Christmas parties and all kinds of events, holiday, office parties, that kind of thing. And not to mention, on top of that, trying to shop, travel. We're on airplanes. People are sneezing. How can we survive this cold and flu season and try to keep ourselves protected if we find ourselves confined all the time with people who may be sick?
Well, the main thing you want to do is keep your immune system up. Taking a good probiotic to healthy bacteria is very helpful because 60% of our immune system response comes from the good bacteria in the digestive system. Also, like you guys mentioned, a good night's sleep, eating good food, keeping stress level down. Very easy to say, hard to do. Stress is one of the worst things for us, and it lowers the immune system. We want to wash our hands often, not just 2 seconds, a little soap. Really give them a good scrub before you pick up any food or go near your face. You also want to make sure that you keep yourself in a good environment. The easiest place to pick up a bug or even a parasite are escalator handrails and the armrests of seats on a plane. and all of us are going to be traveling. So we're stressed, we're not eating well, we're running around, not getting enough sleep. Then you grab the handrail at the mall, and you walk by some place and pick up a chocolate chip cookie or a pretzel and put it right in your mouth. That's a real good way to get sick. So we really have to start thinking about what we're handling. And then
washing your hands. Yeah, Doc, that washing your hands, I agree with you about that. You know, I'm glad to see that the supermarkets, Leo and I were talking about this earlier, I'm glad to see that the Walmarts and the supermarkets are giving you those little hand wipes to wipe off the handles on the basket, because you don't know who's been holding that basket. You get a basket to load things up, and I use those hand wipes a good bit. And, you know, I don't know how you are, but I'm a little reluctant to shake somebody's hand at a restaurant. They come in the door, their hand's been grabbing their car door, the knob on the restaurant door. Who knows what they got in their hands? Here I'm right in the middle of eating, and they want to shake my hand. I don't want to be rude about it. I kind of offer a fist bump, maybe. But that's something that, to me, is a potentially dangerous type of situation. Am I exaggerating or overplaying that too much, or what do you think?
Absolutely not. And I think if word gets out that when you aren't shaking hands, it's not that you're being disrespectful or you don't care about the person. It's because you really do care. You don't want to give them any germs you have, and you don't want them to give you germs. And so I think it's becoming more socially acceptable not to shake hands. And you know, we need to get the word out on that. Same thing in the gym. Most of the gyms now, when you go to exercise, very, very healthy. But they ask you to please wipe down the equipment before and after you use it. And think of the hundreds of people that are going through the gyms every day. That's another great place to get sick.
I like this suggestion. You said, use credit cards, not cash during flu season. What do you mean by that?
Well, dollar bills and coins are really dirty. They're loaded with germs, all different things. Think of all the thousands of people that are handling the money, and then it goes into a register. Somebody could have sneezed, taken a dollar bill out, given it to the cashier, it goes into the register, and then they give it to you in chain. To use a credit card, most stores now, nobody touches your card. You swipe it, you sign, and out the door you go. So you're not...
Wait a minute. Wait. Well, you mean to tell me that germs can actually attach to paper money?
Paper money, the metal money, absolutely. They can't live forever on there, but think this time of year, how fast are those bills turning around? Person in front of you sneezes and hands over some change, and you get that quarter, and then it's in your hand, then you rub your nose, because your nose is itchy. Yep. And it's as simple as that. If you run down, you can get sick that quickly.
Now, let me ask you this. Can you give us some tips that should be part of every household's emergency flu kit you should have around the house? What should you have available for you to protect yourself?
Absolutely. One, on a daily basis, most people should be taking a probiotic. Mentioned that earlier.
And now give us an example of a... give us an example, Doc, of what a probiotic is. A lot of people have heard that term but don't know examples of probiotics. Give us a few examples.
Sure. Probiotics are the healthy bacteria that should be in the digestive system. It's what's in good yogurt, the lactobacillus bacteria, the bifidobacteria. And when you go to a store, you want one that's in the refrigerator, and you want it to have 10 or 12 different bacteria. We should have about 6 pounds of good bacteria in our digestive system. So very, very easy. Take it once a day, and that is very good for the whole family. So that's just for our immune system and health. As far as my number one go-to thing, there's a product, it's hard to say the name, but it's very effective. It's called Acillococcinum, and that's a homeopathic flu remedy. Most people just...
Doc, listen. Doc, I got to take a little break. I got more questions for you. Can you stay with us for another segment?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. We're learning a lot of good stuff here about taking care of yourself here over flu season. Dr. Gary Krayoff is my guest, and he's very involved in naturopathic medicine. Got some good tips about using some common sense to how you eat. We'll come back and tell you how you can find out more information and talk some more with Dr. Krayoff, along with my buddy Leo Honeycutt, right after this message. Stay tuned for the Common Sense Show. Freshen up your coffee. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
True or false? Some contractors do business illegally without even knowing it.
It's true. I'm Stephen Klein, chairman of NAPAC, the National Association of Professionally Accredited Contractors. We help contractors operate their businesses properly to avoid government or private fines and lawsuits.
So someone may think their contract is legal, but it may not be?
That's right. The laws constantly change and it's hard to keep up with. NAPAC constantly monitors the laws state by state. We have the documents contractors need to operate safe and sound.
Why not just go to a lawyer?
You could, but most don't understand how home improvement really works. At NAPAC, we have the forms, guides, and agreements contractors need, approved by the nation's top remodeling law firm.
And now NAPAC will review any home improvement contract for basic compliance for free?
Absolutely free, but for a limited time only.
Scan both sides of your contract and email it to info@napac.net. info@napac.net. For a free confidential contract review, info@napac.net.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalist on your gift list.
Ho, ho, ho!
For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package. Now through December 14th only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour, 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with 4 fuel discs, plus a 5-pack of replacement fuel discs, 2 Life Straw personal water filters, 1 magnesium fire starter, a 4-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99. With free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through December 14th. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous 4-herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Our guest is Dr. Gary Krakoff. He's giving us some tips about flu season, how to take care of ourselves, how to feel a lot better. Doc, Leo Koenig has got a question for you. But before we do, is there a website or a reference point we can go to where my listeners can go to and find out more information? Do you have a website or where can we store up more information on all these subjects?
Sure. My website is naturalcompounder.com. And we have information on cold, flu, a lot of other problems. And I mentioned the my number one go-to product, the Oscillocarcinum. We have information on that and right from the manufacturer, boronusa.com. And the Oscillo is the number one flu remedy in the world. It's been around for well over a decade. Anyone can take it from little kids right through adults. And what I really like, it works. It helps with the rundown feeling, the aches, chills, the fever, all in one. And they come in little unit dose vials. You just pour the little sweet pellets under your tongue every 6 hours. And everyone should have that at home, because what you do is when you think you're coming down with the flu, that's the best time to start. You can take it when it's full blown, but if you catch it early, it can lessen the symptoms. And the studies have shown that the duration gets shorter also. And I'm sorry, you have a
website is naturalcompounder.com, and I'll have that up on my website at jimbrownusa.com. Leo, you got a question for the doc?
Yeah, Dr. Krakoff, Leo Honeycutt here. I just wanted to find out, what is it that we should do when we first notice that we might have the flu, when those symptoms start to show up?
Okay. Most important thing to do, if you start getting the flu, you're going to have a fever. Every bone in your body is going to ache. You want to leave work and go home. Because if you get home and you rest and hydrate, make sure you're sipping plenty of water, you eat well, you get good sleep, you'll get your resistance up and you'll get back to work or school or taking care of the kids that much faster. The worst thing you can do is try to muscle your way through it, because then you wind up infecting other people and it usually takes you much longer to get better.
Well, good point. I agree with you. You know, sometimes we want to say, oh, I'm busy and I can get through on this, but maybe you hurt yourself in the long run in doing so. So now, as far as the flu symptoms, you got any suggestions for foods that you ought to take if you really want to deal with these flu symptoms? Well, what should you be eating? Chicken soup for the soul, or what do you eat there, Doc?
Well, you want to eat healthy. You don't want to be eating a lot of processed foods or fried foods or hard to digest foods. So, the old-fashioned chicken soup has been proven to be very, very helpful. You want to be eating nice, wholesome, healthy foods. A lot of the spicy foods, garlic is very, very good as an antibacterial, antiviral. So if you like garlic, start bringing it up a notch and having more garlic in your food. Oregano is very, very helpful as an antiviral. So adding oregano to what you're eating, it can also be taken in capsule or drop form. Is very good. But the main thing is to eat your comfort foods, the foods that you like that are easy to digest, and just, you know, don't try to pound down a big meal. Have small meals throughout the day, but liquid is the most important thing. Keeping yourself hydrated, some locally harvested honey that has all the pollen from your area, and some hot water, very soothing, very, very comforting when you have fever and the chills.
How about this? How about caffeine? One of the doctors told me you ought to stay away from caffeine when you really got a bug in you, whether it be a common cold or whatever. You got any thoughts on caffeine?
Yeah, well, caffeine and coffee, I enjoy a cup of coffee every morning, but it's a stimulant. And that, again, if you're already worn down a little, that can grind you down a little bit more. So if you can stay away from the caffeinated coffee or teas while you're sick, that really could be very, very helpful. If you do need a little caffeine, have a cup. Don't be, because you're home, have 4, 5, 6 cups of coffee every day.
Right.
So cutting it down would be beneficial.
Now, is it ever too late to take your flu shot? We're here into December. Can you take my case? I mean, I think I've got basically a tough cold. I don't have the flu, but
hope you do.
Is it too late to get a flu shot? Should you go ahead and get one anyway? What do you think?
According to the CDC, it's never too late, even going into the midwinter or the end of the winter. The main thing is, if you look at the literature that comes with the actual vial, it tells you if you're sick not to get it. If you run down, if you're going to get the flu shot, you should get it when you feel good. Because if you take it when you run down, the body has to process all this information and material that's there. And that's a stress on the immune system. It's what you're trying to do. But if the immune system is already under attack and you're already sick, you could get a secondary infection. You can't get the flu from the flu shot. But a lot of people that are run down and they get the flu shot, they wind up getting a bad cold or, you know, something else, because the immune system can only do so much every day. So right
That's
now,
incredible.
I used to get a flu shot.
I have a number of people who are afraid to get the flu shot because they said in years past they think they got the flu from the flu shot.
Yeah.
Is that an old wives' tale, Doc, or not?
Well, you can't get the actual flu. The virus in the flu shot isn't alive. But what, like I just said, what can happen is if your resistance is down, and let's say there's another virus that's trying to get you, you get the flu shot, that can lower your resistance to other things while it's working on the flu shot. And then in some years, the vaccine hasn't had the right viruses or the right components in it. So people who got the shot and didn't get the flu, the reason they didn't get the flu wasn't because of the shot. It was because their immune system worked properly. So our first defense really is to keep ourselves healthy, because nature gave us a heck of an immune system. Most people, you know, go through life and never get the flu, or they might get the flu and just be down for a day or two. Their immune system's working properly. The people who are always getting sick, they're the ones that really have to start reevaluating their lifestyle and what they're doing and get themselves healthier.
You know, Doc, we're at the holiday season when there's a lot of alcohol. There's at all these parties, and alcohol, we know, and always pretty much have known that it's a poison. In fact, I did an interview with Mickey Mantle not too long before he died, and he said, you know something, I really went out of my way trying to kill my body with alcohol. How should we approach that in this society?
Well, not just because it can decrease your immune system, and if you drink too much the next day, you're very unproductive and probably not too much fun to be around, but we should do everything in moderation. There's good things and bad things for us. Some of the bad things taste good or are fun. But everything in moderation. There's really no need at a holiday party to get hammered. You can have a drink or two. Ideally, the less is better. You're around a lot of people. It could be people coming down with something, a cold or a flu.
Sure.
It's also, it should be a real happy time, but a lot of times the holidays are very, very stressful, both at work and at home.
And Doc, we're running to a mandatory break for the national news. I want to tell our listeners the website is naturalcompounder.com. Dr. Gary Krakoff has been our guest. Doc, we really enjoyed having you on the show. Hopefully we'll bring you back here in a few weeks and talk some more. That'd be okay?
Sounds good. I look forward to it.
All right, have a nice holiday, Doc. Jim Brown's Common Sense. Freshen up the coffee. We'll be right back.
Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough off to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GZN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, lively show today. Glad you're joining us on the Common Sense Show. Our website, www.jimbrownusa.com. You can sign up for a weekly column, a notice about the guests we have on the show, and also a column I write every week. So take a look at it. You'll find it interesting there. Again, www.jimbrownusa.com. So you've been running this company for 30 years, and maybe time to step down. It's very difficult for some people. It's hard to leave a job. It's hard to say, I'm going to let somebody else take my place. And sometimes it gets kind of messy, quite frankly. The boss leaves, and he wants to come back, or he wants to keep pulling some of the shots right there. Interesting new book on called Leaving on the Top, Graceful Exits for Leaders. I'm going to give you some examples. I find it fascinating. David Heenan is our guest right now. David is a former Marine. He's written a number of books, and he served as chairman and CEO of several companies, too, so he knows about this kind of thing. David, glad you joined us today on the Common Sense Show.
Aloha, Jim. Good to be with you.
Yeah, and Dave, this is not a problem for the guy that steps down, decides to quit selling insurance or something along that line. But we've seen a lot of high-profile examples of how tough it is for some CEOs to leave their company. Why is it so tough? How do you make a graceful exit? Why is it so common that there are not very graceful exits to some of these major companies we hear about a good bit?
Well, I think a lot of people actually get caught up in the buzz and actually think they're owed their immortality. And many of them are just so fearful of saying goodbye, they equate it with either castration or euthanasia. And we tend to be our own worst evaluators of when the time is coming. We've got a lot of people, a lot of staffers, whether you're in the Senate or you're in the corporate world, blowing smoke heavily at us. And again, you get caught up in this, and it's very hard to get an honest opinion of how and when to cut loose.
Well, you got any signs for a CEO that let him know maybe it's time he, him or her, and you use a number of female chief executives. What are there some signs or indications that maybe it's time for you to move on? What kind of guidance do you have for someone's considering that?
Well, I think for a start, for the individual, you want to ask yourself very directly and honestly, am I as motivated and am I as productive today and tomorrow as I was yesterday? If in fact you are, if you're, you know, you haven't lost your fastball and you're still pumped up on the job, then, you know, there's nothing immoral or illegal to stay with it. I'd say, you know, stick with your day job. But if that's not the case, and typically in a public company, you get signals certainly from your board of directors, your P&L statement, and a lot of outside sources that things are on the decline. You know, you want to start to prepare gracefully for a transition into the next season of your life.
A lot of times you see that a CEO thinks, you know, this is my baby. You know, it's my job. Nobody can do it like me. I liked your reference you made in your book about the fact that CEOs should think of themselves as temporary stewards, not lifelong rulers of the kingdom. And that mentality is often, it comes up where someone says, look, nobody can run this company better than me. And, you know, there's no way it's going to continue well unless I'm here in charge. But, you know, company CEOs come and go, and really none of them are that indispensable, are they? Apple is going on fine without Steve Jobs, and you go down through a major shakeups in corporations throughout this country, and somehow or other they seem to survive, don't they?
Absolutely. You know, Charles de Gaulle once said the only indispensable men and women are in the graves, in graveyards or cemeteries, and I think that's true. You know, there are a handful of people that are to some extent timeless, but for the most part, all of us have a shelf life. And, you know, it's time to, you know, start to train the next generation, really build concentric circles of leadership under you and, you know, leave with some grace and dignity.
Leo Honeycutt here. I wanted to find out from you. I had in Charles Cross' last book, he talked about how one day he walked in to do the CBS Sunday show, and he heard all the same clatter of everything that he had always heard for the last 30, 35 years. But he said he discovered when he sat at his desk, it just didn't seem the same. In fact, if anything, he was tired of it. And he wasted no time in going to the CBS hierarchy and saying, I'm retiring. They wanted him to stay. They begged him to stay. But he said, no, I know when it's time to go, and it's time to go. But you don't see that very often. You see where Warren Buffett has now designated his son, one of his sons, his farming son up in Omaha, to take over Berkshire Hathaway. But he is still such a vibrant personality himself. We still like to hear from Warren.
Well, you know, there are, Jim, I think, a category, and I mentioned it in the book, of folks that I would call timeless wonders, and Buffett would probably be one of them. Henry Kissinger, Betty White, Sandra Day O'Connor, Lee Kuan Yew in Singapore. These are people in their 80s and 90s that, again, haven't lost their fastball. They ain't about to pack it in, and really they shouldn't. They're national treasures. But believe me, they are in a distinct minority. Unfortunately, many others think that they're in that same gang, but in fact, you know, their past is really expired.
Dave, what do you think about this? Which brings up the question about mandatory retirement ages. I saw a fellow that ran a large insurance company came up to me here a couple of days ago, and I said, well, sure you're still working. He must have been 72 or 73. He said, oh, no, Jim, our company has a mandatory retirement policy because I've never felt better. I'm in great physical health. I'm excited about my days. I'm going to go ahead and do some other work, but I feel like that mandatory retirement kind of undercut my ability to be very, very productive for that company for some time to come. What do you personally think about mandatory retirement ages?
Well, actually, I like them, and I like even more term limits on those in Congress. In the book, you may recall, is the classic example of Tom Coburn of Oklahoma, a senator who was a probably the most active proponent for term limits. And the guy from my home state of Hawaii, Dan Akaka, a wonderful guy, who frankly stayed past his, again, past his due date and is just now finally retiring in his mid to late 80s when clearly his best days were behind him. I'd love to see term limits on politicians, and I think mandatory retirements are fine. One of the messages is if you've got a date perspective coming up, you want to put in place other skills where you can, you work outside the organization, develop other interests, and don't completely define yourself in your job, which tends for most of us to be our passport for identity.
The book is called Leaving on Top, Graceful Exits for Leaders. You can find out all the book on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. And David Heenan has done a good job of putting some of these programs, whether these different individual cases, into perspective. Now, I like your analogy you made of George Foreman, a great boxer, I guess he heavyweight champion of the world. And he kind of stepped down from the fighting game. He's made a whole new career, hasn't he?
He really has. You know, George, when he did step down, he was very close to bankruptcy, like the other guy I profile, Mike Tyson, who's a totally different character. But you know, George, thanks to his wife, was introduced to a grill. Many people said, don't touch it. It'll ruin your reputation, ruin your image.
Hey, Dave, can I stop you right there? We've got to take a mandatory break. I've got a bunch more questions for you. Let me tell our listeners we're talking to David Heenan, Leaving on Top, Graceful Exits for Our Leaders. Find out more about it and a lot of good information on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Sign up for the regular newsletter I put out. Have some fun on the website. Coming right back with David Heenan. Freshen up your coffee and join us again on the Common Sense Show.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Are you a homeowner? Is your basement or crawl space damp and musty? Is your indoor air stagnant and stale? So listen up. This is the occasion contractor, Michael King. I've been telling you for a while now, hey, I got the solution. That's right, Easy Breathe Ventilation. Easy Breathe dramatically improves your indoor air by replacing contaminated air with fresh air. Easy Breathe also removes damaging moisture from your home, basement, or crawl space, reducing the chance for toxic mold to grow. Easy Breathe is the affordable way to protect your home and your health. You see, the best part, it only costs us pennies a day to operate. Unlike a costly dehumidifier, maintenance-free, and a 10-year warranty. A 10-year warranty! This is a no-brainer. Start protecting your home and your health right now. Call the professionals at Easy Breathe, easybreathe.com, 1-866-822-7328. That's 866-822-7328. Easybreathe.com. Let Easy Breathe exhale so you can inhale.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, we're talking to David Heenan about his new book, a wonderful book called Leading on Top, Graceful Exits for Leaders, and you can get it off our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. David is a visiting professor of global strategy at Georgetown University and written extensively in a whole variety of various reviews and fascinating guy. But my buddy Leo Honeycutt's here with me today. David, I think Leo's got a question to ask you.
Well, I just wanted to find out, you know, for most of us, we would just like to be on top at some point. Leaving on top is not a problem for most of us, but still using that grace that you talk about in this book, a very well-written book, I love it. I wanted to find out, though, you talk about checking the ego at the door and about staging your exit and developing elastic interest. One thing that I found in having just finished this book about this guy who is one of Chevrolet's top performers nationwide, is that he never waited for anything. He didn't necessarily plan every step, but he didn't wait for anything. He felt like procrastination was the next thing to death. How is it that we can develop these elastic interests that you talk about and be graceful within our workplace?
I think in large part, it depends on, you know, don't draw lines around yourself that say I'm a management consultant or I'm a hedge fund manager or whatever. Try to think of yourself in a broader context and develop another side of yourself. John F. Kennedy said once, you know, success has many fathers. And I think far too many of us are defined by what we do, by our companies and so forth. And I think that, you know, the guys who do well on this, lily pad jump from one to the other, as the fellow that you described, Bob Lutz in the auto industry is famous for this. He's, you know, moved from Chrysler to Ford to back to GM a couple of times, and always been able to reinvent himself. Is that you have some serendipity in your life and you just don't cage yourself in, but the message is to, I think, always have an exit strategy when you enter a situation in life. What if the economy turns down, if things don't work out, if you have a backup plan, and unfortunately a lot of people, particularly those at leadership levels, don't have such a backup plan. They don't, they don't want to leave, and they get so confined into their jobs that those jobs become self-constructed prisons over time.
Wow. I like your analogy. Go ahead, David. I'm sorry.
Johnny Wooden, the famous basketball coach and resident philosopher, used to tell us, don't let making a living prevent you from having a life. And I think that message carries resonance in many, many professions.
Yeah, I liked your analogy of talking to don't cling to the mountains you've already climbed. Look for new ventures and vistas and take the talents you've gathered. And you mentioned Foreman, but I'm sure who are some other CEOs that have stepped down, exited gracefully, that went ahead and put a whole new business venture together and started a new and successful the second time around?
Well, believe it or not, one of the most interesting guys I have ever interviewed is a guy named Norio Oga, who is the chairman of Sony in Japan, a multi-billion-dollar company. But this guy, all of his life, among other things, was actually trained as a professional opera singer. Actually, as a young man, won the Hertzberg Award in Germany as the world's most promising male opera singer. And through his entire career at Sony, he not only sang opera, but he became a symphony conductor, leading, everything from the Boston Symphony to the Berlin Symphony. And when he retired from Sony, unlike, the stereotype Japanese salaryman that we have, Oga just went on to run the Tokyo Philharmonic and continue to perform throughout the world. He actually died on the stage and leading the Beijing Symphony. But, he was a guy that was just multifaceted and was able to go from A to B without a hiccup.
You mentioned Jimmy Dean, the Sausage King, and most people, if you're under, probably under 40, you'd ever heard of Jimmy Dean as a musician and used to do all those great shows on the country shows on television. Major entertainer at his time, but someone under 40 didn't hear. When you asked about Jimmy Dean's, oh, yeah, that's the guy, that's the sausage guy, Jimmy Dean biscuits and Jimmy Dean sausages, and he's not even identified for the way that he made himself famous to begin with.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he really, in large part, revolutionized country music. He was the king of it. And then, he knew the fragilities of show business, and he sensed in the 60s with the Beatles and the British invasion, and also, I think, the Vietnam War, that the American consuming public was less in touch with country music. And you may recall, he then started to do a lot of TV work, and almost, again, by accident, got into the sausage business and made himself a fortune, sold his company to Sara Lee and stayed on for almost 20 years as the chairman and CEO of that company. Became a very, very wealthy man. But in large part, he was protecting the downside all of his life of recognizing that show business can be very fickle and you better start to develop some other interests and talents.
So, Dave, that really applies to all of us. We should all know that everything is pretty much fickle, especially in this economy right now. We don't know how we're going to shake out as we see the change in the way we've been doing business in the past. It's not going to work going forward. So I guess the bottom line of this book is that you need to reinvent yourself, and you need to find what your real passion and dream is, and don't waste time. Go for it.
Yeah, and also... Jim, don't wait till you're 65 and retire. I think, a lot of these things, skills really are cumulative, whether it's, playing a musical instrument or entrepreneuring a small business or writing a book. But you really want to start to develop some of these skills early and in midlife. And so, when the final day comes to leave a conventional job, you've got something to look forward to, not endless rounds of golf or swinging in a hammock.
Well, it's a great read called Leaving on Top, Graceful Exits for Leaders. David Heenan has been our guest today. David, good luck. It's a wonderful book. I wish you well, and hope we can have you back on the Common Sense Show again in the future.
Really enjoyed it, Jim. All the best to you.
Okay, take care. Have a happy holiday.
You too.
David Eaton's been our guest right here. Yeah. Leo Honeycutt, thanks for helping me fill in today. I'm glad you're here to kind of we solve some problems and answer some questions. And I just know that thousands of my listeners are going to be running off this afternoon to get their writing pads and start writing their great best novel. We've got just a couple of minutes. You have just completed your most recent book about an American success story, this giant in the automobile business, a guy named called Jerry Lane. And this is seems like every year you come out with a new book. You've been so productive. I think most of the writers in this country would love to have sold 100,000 books like you did with the book on Louisiana politics. What do you got in the hopper? What are you working on now?
Well, the next thing is we're going to tell a story about Century Link, which used to be Century Telephone, which is traded on the New York Stock Exchange. And Century Link happens to be America's third largest telecommunications company, just behind AT&T and Verizon. So when you look at that and you look at how all these startups happen and the real force behind it, of course, starts with the idea and it starts with the hard work and it starts with the perseverance. You know, what I'm really shaking out of a lot of this, I'm sifting all these interviews that I've done down through the years, and what I'm really finding is that you just have to keep an up attitude. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, no matter who you are, no matter where you are in the managerial staff, you just have to stay positive. Staying positive takes care of so many different things, including your health. And we've had a whole show here. We've talked about, the health aspects and trying to keep straight so that we don't, dive off into the flu bug again this year. And the way to do that, part of it is just to stay positive, stay upbeat about everything. Stop believing the headlines. Stop worrying about going over the fiscal cliff. We're going to survive one way or the other. And you survive much better by just staying positive. And I want you to positively go home and take care of that cold.
I'll keep a good attitude towards it. So, Leo, we appreciate it. It's been the Common Sense Show. My guest, Leo Honeycutt, has been helping me get through a little bout with the flu, but I'll knock it out and be back with you in fighting form next week. Hope you folks have a good weekend. Check out our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. You can sign up for a weekly newsletter. My weekly columns appear in newspapers and websites all over the country. Have some fun on the website, too. Again, that's www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, into the Christmas season, the holiday season. Hope you're all geared up. We are, too. And we'll talk about the holiday season next week in a two commercial. See us then. Common Sense Show. Take care.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.